Another part of the intake process is we start by asking them, are you connected with another agency or partner who has provided services within the last 12 months? Okay. Now, we ask this because, again, we want to track not only our data, but we want to know, number one, what are the type of services the family or the client may have access. And it also tells us, because we are able to check, once we get the information, there are some databases and systems in place in which we can check. But we do want to hear from the client. Because if the client tells us, no, this is my first time being homeless, you're the first agency I contact, we check the database and we see that they've contacted five or six other agencies and stuff. That tells us something about what's going on too, right? Again, every single question we ask has a purpose.
Can I ask a question? If they've contacted another agency but haven't gotten any resources from them, does that matter?
No.
Are you just tracking to see if they've been in the same situation within 12 months?
Right. It doesn't matter in a sense of where we're going to deny them services for not being honest with us. But as an ambassador who's doing intake, it's something you need to know.
Because it helps us determine what their next step would be.
Yeah, that's part of that too. When we're putting the process together. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and again, if we do have somebody who we've seen access many of services and has access most of the resources out there, what we can provide may be limited. Some resources out there will only allow people to access once every 6 months, once every 12 months, or once in a lifetime. So that's something we do need to know. And we do like for the family or the person to tell us that, even though there are other ways we'll find out the information.